My name is Doreen. All my information's up on the slide. Let's talk about important stuff. How many of you here are familiar with Cortana as a personal digital assistant? Oh, thank God. Okay. How many of you knew that she was available wherever you are, including Windows 10, Android, iOS? A little bit. How many of you have actually downloaded Cortana for a mobile device? I'm actually really impressed. Good job, team. Cortana is your truly personal digital assistant, here to help you honor your commitments and remember things that you don't have to. In the context of this talk and in the context of the ecosystem, we talk about her in four different ways. First, she's productive in that she helps you get things done. Second, she's unbounded because, as you know, because most of you have actually downloaded the mobile app, she's available where you are. Third, she's personal. She's able to work with you and understand you and pass data all around with your consent so that you can get things done. And now, as of Build 2017, Cortana is also extensible. As we talk about the Cortana ecosystem, we can think about it in a few different ways, throughout all of the different ways Cortana can exist. You, as users, access Cortana across devices and platforms, wherever she is. We build these into things like Android and iOS. Several of our lovely partners, such as Harman Kardon, build Cortana into their speakers and their cars and all the other stuff that we announced today. That integration with the device is built in through the device SDK. We have no real news to share about it at this time. Just know that it's there. We're talking about the Skills Kit, which is how you build your third-party integration into Cortana's experiences. The Skills Kit is really a loose collection of tools that allow you to do interesting things for Cortana. Today, this consists of a Cortana channel in the bot framework, which allows you to build conversational infrastructure for Cortana. Second, we talk about the Skills Kit with the cognitive services and Lewis. That was discussed in great, amazing detail earlier with the keynotes this morning. The cognitive services are what give Cortana and the skills basically her eyes and her ears. So anything the world can do or the world can see and that you can hook into programmatically with the cognitive services, Cortana can now do through the Skills Kit. Finally, we also include a set of skill deployment and developer tools that help you build all of this more quickly. We'll touch on them a little bit today, but really they center around how you can share your skill with others, how you can publish your skill to the world, how you can make your capabilities available to all of Cortana's users. The Skills Kit is what we'll be talking about for the most part today. So we kind of touched on this a little bit already, but all of the users that use Cortana in the US for this public preview today, so that is the 60 million active US Cortana users, can access any of these skills once you publish them to production. They can access these skills anywhere that they can across Windows and iOS and Android. And then with Lewis and the cognitive services, you can go do more stuff. So this is your opportunity, if you're not in the right place, to walk out. Here's what you will get out of this session. First, we will talk about the basics of Cortana extensibility with the Skills Kit. This is not a 400-level session. This is meant to make you dangerous. If this is the only session you go to on the Skills Kit, which it shouldn't, you should go to all the other sessions, this will help you get started. Second, we'll talk about what it takes to go build a skill, what it means to build a bot, what it means to add the Cortana channel, what it means to hook into all of her authentication and identity infrastructure. We'll also talk about some tips and tricks on building a great skill. So just because you can put a bunch of endpoints in the cloud and then point Cortana to it doesn't necessarily mean it will be engaging. We'll talk a little bit today about what makes an engaging skill, what you can do to get started, and then later on in the week, my coworkers slash cohorts in crime will talk to you more about what it means to build a really great skill. But you'll get the basics today. Finally, we'll point you towards everything else at Build that you need to know in order to become a really, truly wonderful expert at building Cortana skills. So at the end of this week, you can take everything you've learned and all the slides and all the recordings and go home and build an amazing skill with the Cortana Skills Kit. So, What is a skill? To Microsoft, a skill is a unit of conversational intelligence that enables Cortana to help users using your services. So this means it is the collection of just cloud endpoints, it is the collection of APIs that you use, it is wherever you deploy all your stuff, your assets, your intent models, things like that. You register this intelligence with Cortana in the Cortana developer portal. So you may go to Lewis.ai to go build your intent models. You may go to just API.ai. We don't really care, right? It's just as long as you have this, you can bring it to the Cortana platform. Finally, once you've registered your abilities, users speak with Cortana to use these new capabilities. Note that I use the word speak very specifically. The skills kit today enables users to talk to Cortana verbally. So this is, I open my phone and I talk to Cortana. I go to my computer because it's far away and I have a far field mic and I talk to Cortana. I have Cortana on a speaker and I talk to Cortana verbally there. It is not typing. And we know it's a problem and I know a lot of you just frowned. It is something we're actively working on. But for now, the skills kit is speech only. So to this, let's go try a skill in action. I'm going to switch over to my computer, where I have Cortana running because it's a Windows 10 device. And if I click on the Cortana, what we call the canvas, she'll tell me all these new and interesting things that I can do because I'm working with her and talking to her every day. So I can get Cortana on my phone. I can talk about all these other things. I can catch up on the news. I don't want to catch up on the news. I can see that Mother's Day is a thing, right? Tips and tricks and everything else like that. But down in this corner, there's a microphone. And that is how I talk to Cortana. So let's imagine for a minute I'm at work and it's like 5:30. I am really hungry and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I could have some dinner. Cortana can now help me out. So I'm going to actually ask Cortana to invoke one of her skills. In this case, it's the Domino skill, to order me a pizza. Side note, we've been having Azure outages / MSA outages all afternoon. We're going to pray it works. So let's all cheer together. Ask Domino's to order me a pizza for delivery.
Sounds good. I need your phone number so the store can call you if they have any questions. It looks like your pizza profile has your number as 555-434-5676. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Womp womp. This is the importance of building. So Domino's intent model is great. At no point am I saying this is a bad skill. It's an amazing skill. Go buy pizza. You'll notice when you're building Cortana skills that language intent is very important. We'll touch on that a little bit later in the talk. But you can see that we were calling out to a cloud endpoint. We were having Domino's actually ask us questions. And because Domino's knew things about the end user, things like my regular pizza delivery, things like my easy order or my phone number or my address, they were able to work with Cortana to go build a really engaging experience that I actually have used this. I'm not going to lie. Build's crazy. I've ordered pizza through Domino's. So how do skills work? We've shown a skill work in action. We've shown Domino's ordering us pizza. It is important now to talk about how Cortana skills work from a high-level architecture. Cortana really has two major parties. First are the developers, second are the end users. End users in this case being anybody who has a Windows 10, Android, or iOS machine in the ENUS market. You, as a developer, build and deploy a bot using the Microsoft Bot framework. This lives wherever you need it to be. It could be in Azure, it could be in your own servers. But basically, this endpoint lives in the cloud, and Cortana becomes aware of it by you registering or you adding the bot framework Cortana channel to your bot. At this point, adding the bot framework Cortana channel will add a whole bunch of additional metadata and infrastructure, and Cortana will immediately be able to pick up on it as something that can do interesting things. Once you have published your skill to production through a validation and certification process we'll touch on in a little bit, users, without any kind of invocation or any kind of enable step, can access your skill. So that Domino step, for example, I did log into Domino's earlier before I gave this talk, but I never said turn this on, right? I just was able to email my customers, tell them that this was a thing, or touch on any of the skill directories that we'll talk about in a little bit, and they were immediately able to access and discover and use and spend money on my services. While we're here, it's important to talk about this slide. How many of you are familiar with the bot framework? Okay, so most of you. How many of you have actually built a bot before? Okay, so if you update your bot to the latest SDK, which has recently shipped to prod about a day or two ago, I think it's version 3.8, your bots can work as Cortana skills. So we'll touch on that in a little bit, but basically adding the Cortana channel is what hooks up her knowledge into your bot. Teams and web chat and Skype are great. There are a few additional pieces of data you'll need for Cortana, basically around speech, that will enable your experience to really work very, very well. So, the Cortana channel allows bots to do a few things. First, we allow these bots to utilize Cortana's user interface to interact with users. Domino's built a skill using the bot framework. It uses Cortana's UX just as it would maybe the emulator or something else, right? You are also allowed to request user data from Cortana's profile to customize experiences. Note that this is only with the user's consent that this data will be passed, but you as a developer are able to say, hey Cortana, I know that you know the user's cuisine preference. I'm a pizza delivery shop, so I would like to know if they like pepperoni so I can customize their experiences accordingly. This is the power of really personal AI. It's the power of Cortana, and it's now something that you can take a hold of. Next, you will also be able to interact with end users verbally. Cortana is a personal assistant who talks to you. Skills should also be able to render speech to talk to developers. The Cortana channel allows you to do that, both via standard text-to-speech, if you just want to say something, and also via SSML, if you want to get a little bit more in-depth about what it is you say and how you intone it, and all sorts of stuff like that. Finally, you can also depend on Cortana to manage your user's identity across all of the devices that she is logged into. Cortana has a concept called connected services. It basically is an OAuth 2 identity management service for these skills. If you want, and we'll touch on it in a little bit, you can actually use Cortana to handle login and identity for all of your skill users. Finally, because Cortana exists on a client device, the device is where you are, we are able to understand the device that is actually being used at the time. So from your cloud bot endpoint, you can start to invoke client code on the user's active device. This is kind of interesting. It enables a whole bunch of scenarios. How many of you have actually built Windows apps or Android apps or something like that in the past? Or is this mostly like a bot crowd? Okay, so there's a fair number of you. Cortana actually allows you to deep link into an app or a website from a bot response. So this means that if you're in the middle of a conversation and you feel like you may need some additional UX, you can pop an app to help your users get things done more quickly. So I'm going to pause here. This is a lot. Questions from the audience before we start to launch into demos? Yep. So the Cortana skills kits today is MSA only. You can hook into org ID. One option you do have is to deploy your skill to a group of MSA users. So we'll touch on that in a little bit. But basically, you say MSA A, B, and C at outlook.com should have access to my skill. They're given an access link. Once they click on that link, the skill becomes available just to them. So while it's not the org ID / corporate account tenancy solution you're definitely looking for, it is a workaround until we, you know, get that further up on our roadmap. Anything else? Yeah, in the back. Yep, so we say speech only because not all of our platforms today are invocable via text. On certain platforms, on certain versions of Windows, this is a developer preview, right? So there will be some weird things like that. Thank you for pointing that out, because it is something that you can do. That being said, we are telling users to talk to Cortana via speech, because it is guaranteed to work. Yep. Oh yeah, so the question is if all of us in this room make a domino skill and we publish all these domino skills, how does Cortana disambig between the different skills? Right now, if you build a skill that is only deployed to yourself, so you're kind of in developer mode, this skill will, you can do whatever you want, basically. Any invocation name is fine. We just default to whatever is what we call in yourself ring. So once you have that skill, it does whatever you want. It overrides any skills in production. Once you get to prod, there is a publish process for skills. We'll talk on it in a little bit. This we do check to make sure that your invocation name is unique. We will work with you to provide a more unique and better, like a more unique invocation name. And for companies like Domino's or these larger corporations, we will make sure that users are getting the correct experience. All right. Yes. So the question is, what if there are phonetic similarities in between two different invocation names? There's a whole bunch of science we've done by some very smart people to help make that better. You do have the ability to tweak that from your own skill, and we'll talk on it just in a minute. Right, any kind of, yep, in the back. Got it. So the question is, do you need an invocation name? Right now, the answer is yes. I am sad the answer is yes. We are doing our best to make that answer no. But today, there's a wide breadth of ways you can invoke these skills with the invocation name. The developer documentation on dev.microsoft.com lists out all of those different ways. I tend to use ask because it's one of the ones we built first and I got into the habit of it. But there's tell and use and all sorts of other ones. Please feel free to refer to the docs for the full list of ways to invoke skills. Yes, and let's talk about that now. So what I'm going to do here, the question was, can the bot reply with additional information? The answer is yes. We're going to go talk about it. So what I'm going to do is switch over to my Surface book. Here I am logged into the Cortana Dev Center with the same account that I am logged into with Cortana. So if I click on this, you see DoreenBrownOutlook.com. I am logged into Cortana with DoreenBrownOutlook.com. This means that any skills that I build will immediately deploy out to my own MSA. So here I have the option to create a new skill. And creating a new skill really is just creating a bot and adding the bot framework Cortana channel. So I'm going to click this button, and it will actually take us to the bot framework landing page. We'll build a very simple skill right now. We'll just call it Cortana sample. And then we'll launch into a more detailed bot where we talk about some of the really interesting and incredible things. So what we'll do here is we'll say the display name of the skill will be my network, because we'll talk about user identity and how you hook into Microsoft Graph to do a bunch of stuff. Basically, what this skill will do at the end of the day is tell you who can help you with your problems, and then launch email to have them help you with your problems. So my network is a decent display name. Bot handle will be my network bot. Long description, this skill will help you find people to help you. All right. So the messaging endpoint, as we talked about, is basically just a bot framework bot. I have Visual Studio open here. where we will just take this buildbotdemo.azurewebsites.net, which is a cloud endpoint that I have deployed to Azure. And we'll add that as our messaging endpoint. We'll then create the Microsoft App ID and secret, standard part of creating a bot. We will take note of this because we will use it to hook into the graph. Right, finish and go back to bot framework. At this point, we'll skip all of this because I'm not actually shipping it. And we'll say, I need a secure endpoint because that's really important. Right, at this point, we've created our bot. If I look at the test, if I look at the list of channels, you do see Cortana listed as a channel here. And by adding the Cortana channel, I can use this bot to power a Cortana skill. So a lot of the data is already filled in, display name my network, invocation name my network. The skill will help people to find you. There's a few additional options that we'll touch on in a little bit, mainly the ability to manage user identity through a connected service. If I click this, we ask for a whole bunch of OAuth data. We'll come back to this later. And the ability to ask for user profile data. So this is data that is passed from Cortana to the skill at runtime. This prevents the need for additional API calls out to other resources. That doesn't mean you shouldn't make those calls. We have enough wonderful data through the Microsoft Graph, but this is available if you want Cortana specific information. So at this point, I click Save. It's here and it should be running. So I can go to Cortana, ask my network.
I'll need your permission.
So at this point, this is the first time we've invoked the skill. And even though it's us as a developer, we have still, this is the first time we're looking at it, right? And so it's very, very important that user data be passed in the right way. We pass the user utterance for every turn in a conversation. And so we require that consent be given for that to be passed. So I'll say agree. And this is going to fail because there's nothing in the Azure endpoint.
There's a problem with the skill right. You've selected. Please try again later.
Yep. So this is intended. I'm getting a 404 at this endpoint, right? Because there's nothing there. Because I am a developer, I am in developer mode, I get a whole bunch of different information about what's going on in my skill. Right now, we're getting an internal server error just because I'm getting not a 200 response. But there's request IDs if you have help on our MSDN support channels. Additional information when the skill is successful does appear here. Things like the actual request that gets sent from the bot, the response that it's sending back. And we found that it's very helpful for debugging all of these skills. What I will do now is go back to settings and swap out a different endpoint. And we'll talk a little bit about how this works. What I have here is the what we call FavorBot. FavorBot's pretty much the same. What it does is it asks for help and things like that. In the Cortana channel, I've done a few things. First, I've clicked the Manage User Identity through Connected Services. And you see that I'm actually hooking into the Microsoft Graph in this point. So although Cortana is MSA only, we can still use Connected Services to associate a Microsoft account with an org ID or a corporate account. So if you have users who have business mail, you have users who have different identities or user information stored in AAD, you can still access that data through the Microsoft Graph. What we've also done in apps.dev.microsoft.com is configure our app ID and secret to work with Cortana. There's really no difference. The only thing that I've done is change the redirect URI to go back to Cortana. So rather than going back to myskill.contoso.com, which would just be a cloud endpoint, everything would fall down, you redirect back to Cortana's OAuth endpoint, and then we continue your skills flow. But everything else is the same. It's the same client ID and secret that we use across both places. Now, if I go back to this skill, you'll notice a few things. In my web config, I've set the Microsoft app ID and secret to be the same as the one we use to access the graph and as the one we use in the bot framework. This allows for authenticated calls, so random people aren't calling into my endpoint and doing some gnarly things with it. What I have also done is, in this messages controller, set up a dialogue manager. For this skill, we do use another piece of the skills kit, Lewis.ai, to handle all of our intents. And so if I go back to Lewis.ai, you can see in my list of apps, I have this favor skill intent. Right now, I have two intents associated with my skill. First is ask favor intent, so asking people for help. The second is send message intent, so if you find the person who should help you, you can ask Cortana to send them a mail. I can go through just like any other app built with Lewis.ai, say like, yes, I would like some help, please. And it will use it to train my language and intent models. One other piece that is important to talk about with Lewis and with the bots is that you can actually use your Lewis intents to bias how Cortana understands your users. So because I've built my intent model with Lewis, and I put in probably some weird stuff for entities, maybe if you're building a skill that does like magic cards or Pokemon or something, things that are normally not English-sounding words, Cortana can use your Lewis model to make her understanding of your users a little bit better. Right, so I've trained all this with this data. I can go back to my bot. If I go to settings, what should appear is a list of Lewis.ai apps, and there's a checkbox that basically says, train my skill and train my bot to understand the intents that I've put into this system. So what this means is the bot itself will do the language and intent recognition. Cortana will use that same intent to make your skills experience better. So if you have, in the past, experienced some weird things with SR before, Cortana's a little bit more flexible in this respect. So let's run the skill and see how it works. And then we'll talk about what's happening in the skill to make the code actually work the correct way. Ask favor bot for some help with this code review. So we're hooking up to the bot.
Jim Gilson Ann might be able to help. Want me to start an email for you?
So Jim is actually a software engineer on my team. What we're doing is we're hooking into the Microsoft Graph to pull who are the people closest to me, who do I harass the most to send emails. Turns out it's Jim. Jim can actually, you know, we're pulling the title and all the stuff from the Microsoft Graph to understand better who can help us with our skill. Let's take a look about how this all works. I'm opening Visual Studio here to my bot source code. Here is the messages controller.cs. It is where I pass all of my capabilities through. I've set up a dialogue manager here to handle all of the intents that I've built. If I click through to favor dialogue manager, the ask favor intent and the send message intent, both intents that I've created, allow me to react to both of these different things that Cortana wants to do. And because this is part of the bot framework, all the chaining and waterfalls and all that same stuff still works fine with Cortana. So let's take a look at the ask favor intent. Basically, what we're doing here is a couple things. First off, we are pulling an auth token from Cortana. Remember how earlier we set Cortana's configuration to pass us auth tokens? We send that data through as an entity with the bot framework. So all I need to do here is pull this authorization token and then store it basically as a string. I use this auth token in the header of my request out to the Microsoft Graph. I'm calling beta APIs, so I'm calling the endpoint directly, but you can use the SDK if you so choose. This beta me people here is actually what gets us the data that we need. And I am parsing this JSON and storing the titles, job display, and email formatted to make a little bit more sense, just like not lowercase stuff, basically, or not uppercase stuff, basically, to these strings. Finally, I'm creating a hero card. This should be very familiar to all of you. But the really interesting part here are these two fields, speak and input hint. This is what makes Cortana unique. This is what gives her the ability to talk to back to your users. Right now, I am basically saying, hey, whoever I call from the graph might be able to help. I can also change this to, you know, Jim may be able to help. Want me to start an email for you? It's very actionable. Maybe it's, I can make that a little bit more actionable. I can say something like, I can start a thread. Just let me know. Next, I give how Cortana should react to the end user after the turn is over. So right now, I'm expecting the users to respond. Input hints dot expecting input. We have a few options. Accepting input basically just means that we will expect a response no matter what. Expecting input means that the conversation may be over and you can react accordingly. And finally, ignoring input basically means you're done. I don't care about what the user says. I have given the user the information they need to know. I'm ready to move on with my skill. So we'll just leave this the way it is. And I will deploy this out again. And we'll see the difference in speech now in between the two sessions. Ask FavorBot for some help with this code review.
Jim Gilson and might be able to help. I can start a thread. Just let me know.
Right. So you can see it's very quick and very simple for you to customize your experiences with Cortana because all of this is built on Azure and the bot framework. Great. The last thing that we'll touch on for this purpose of this skill is the ability to launch client code from the Cortana canvas. This send message intent here, all we are doing in the channel data is passing a launch URI through to the skill, or through to Cortana. So in this case, we want Cortana to send an email. Basically, we say pass in a launch URI, mail to is what we want to open. So if we take a look at that send message intent, it'll trigger on things like send me a mail or can you ask him to help me, you know, things like that. Let's try and launch the skill. Ask FavorBot to send Jim an email. And at this point, we are launching Outlook and launching in a client code where I can then craft my email, talk to Jim, do whatever, right? Because I'm hooked into Outlook, I have all the power of the rest of the Microsoft ecosystem through add-ins or the graph, and I can just craft my email, right? Hey, can you please help with this review? And send it off to wherever it needs to go. So you can see here that it's very easy and straightforward, if you're familiar with the bot framework, to build a Cortana skill. Really all you need to know is that speak is a new field. It allows you to actually input SSML or text. You need to specify how Cortana should react through input hints. And you need to know that you are able to handle identity through Cortana's connected services. But even though building a skill is straightforward, it is an interesting thing to build a useful skill. And there are a few things that you think about as you build this skill. first, what's the customer problem that you're trying to solve, right? Are you trying to order people food? Are you trying to help them answer their emails in their day? What exactly are you trying to do? Because this influences the intent models you build. There's a whole group of people talking later this week about how you build these intent models. I will happily point you towards that session. There's a whole science to building amazing intents. Next, think about how else this task can be accomplished. Even though you can build a Cortana skill, you want to tweak it to make sure that it's more efficient than every other way you could go build a feature, right? If I want to go build an email, for example, I'll open Outlook because it is better at sending a mail than me dictating back and forth to Cortana. Next, how is my skill easier than all of the other ways to go accomplish this task, right? So again, back to the email, I know I have a screen, I can open Outlook or any other mail client. That's the better way to send a mail. Let's use Cortana to go do that. When we think about integration with Cortana for these useful skills, you can break it down into 5 different components. And the level of integration you get in really details how much your users will use your skill or how engaged they will be. The network skill, for example, hits pretty much all the way up to level 5. Level 1 is where Cortana helps you find information. So, who can help me? Where is food for me? Things like that, right? Your skill can help the user figure out how they stop being hungry or how they get help. Second, Cortana helps you act on the things that you found. So, yes, the user knows that the skill can help you find food, but can the skill order the food for you, right? Can the skill open Outlook to go actually have you write that email? Third, Cortana talks to you like a regular person. Back to, you know, the things that we might have mentioned or seen earlier in this demo around saying different things to Cortana and having unknown intents come back. Building out a proper intent model is a whole art in and of itself. I believe tomorrow there is a session on how to build those in a very good way. Andy's here in the audience and is helping give that session. And so we can take questions afterwards, but a lot of it will be pointing you to that. Fourth, Cortana will tailor her experiences for you. This is through profile data that we talked about a little bit earlier. This is through any kind of Microsoft API that we have, right? Cortana can use the cognitive services to realize that, you know, you're looking at a leaf, right? And tell you like, oh, this is where you're at. Cortana can call into the graph to see who can help you the best and tell you that this is the right person to help you. And finally, after you've consolidated all of these levels into a single experience, persisting that data in between sessions and acting on that data to help the user in the long term is really what makes a skill shine, right? Let's imagine for a minute that for that skill that we built, the network skill, we persisted who helped us across mentions, and then the skill would help us thank them, right? So not only send can you help me emails, but help you send thank you emails for the same task. That is a true example of Cortana learning about you, persisting that data, and making sure that you get things done, like sending a thank you email, so that you don't forget to do it. Once you've built your skill and you realize that it's useful, there's 3 different places you can deploy it to. We touched on this a little bit earlier during Q&A. First, deploying to self. Basically, you created a bot, you added the channel, it works for you. Hooray, you can test it. Next is deploy to group. And we built this in response to direct customer feedback that perhaps they wish to share their skill with a subset of users in a closed beta before deploying it to potentially the entire world. So let's say that I am this network skill. I want to deploy it to A, B, and C at Microsoft.com. I can head back to the developer portal. And actually configure where my skill is deployed to. So we're looking here at this favor bot. If I click deploy to group, I can just type in the MSAs that I feel probably could use this skill. So I'm logged in with Doreen Brown at Outlook.com. I've got a second account, Doreen at Outlook.com, and I can just type this in. I'll type in Doreen Brown just to show you how this works. Right? And I deploy this skill for these users. So Cortana thinks for a little bit, and so eventually she will return a URI that you share with everyone you added to that list. This URI unlocks that skill for that user on their account to prevent people from randomly adding your MSA to a whole bunch of skill deployments, then you get a bunch of skills you don't really know about. This is what allows you to say, yes, this is a group deployed skill that I care about. So I'm logged into DoreenBrown@outlook.com. You can see that I am joining a skill test group. If I click accept, basically it'll say thank you for joining this group, and I'll be able to trigger that skill on my own MSA. So stop by, if you're interested in learning more about deployed groups, stop by the Cortana Skills Developer booth. We do have a few skills that we can deploy to your own MSA so you can try things out, in addition to you looking at all of the prod skills that are available in the marketplace today. So once you've deployed your skill to production, it's available to the whole world. But because there's an invocation name, you need to know the invocation name. So how do you know the invocation name? Our answer to that for build is this Cortana skill directory located at this page here. Sorry. Located at microsoft.com/windows/Cortana/Cortana skills. It's on all of our promotional material. It's linked to from our dev center. You'll be able to get to it. This website is where you can go to look at all the skills that we currently have. So, for example, we talked about dominoes. Dark Sky is another version of a skill that actually does some very interesting things with Cortana user data. They take your current location, which is a piece of information that Cortana actually can pass to the user, and they tell you where the weather is. So, ask Dark Sky for weather in Seattle.
Currently in Seattle, it is partly cloudy with a temperature of 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Dark Sky is doing some interesting work with bot framework cards, right? They are using the Cortana canvas really to its true ability, which is to show very pretty, very nice detailed information. We have other skills that are maybe more on the fun side as well. For example, if we scroll down, we have a skill called Bartender. Bartender is actually really great in that A, it's a super useful skill, especially after build, and B, it's a really good example of multi-turn dialogues and just lots of data coming in and showing images all over the place as part of a skill. So if I click on Learn More, I can actually try the skill now. Yes, yes, you should. Ask Bartender how to make a whiskey sour.
For a whiskey sour, you will need the following ingredients. 2 ounces bourbon whiskey. 2 ounces orange juice. 1 teaspoon sugar. 1 splash bitters. 3 tablespoons lemon juice. Would you like to continue with the instructions?
Yes.
There are 2 steps to make a whiskey sour. First, mix all vigorously in a shaker. When you are done, just ask for the next step.
Pretend I'm shaking something? Yes. Next step.
Lastly, you need to add to a cup of ice.
So you can see, imagine
optional
just a
take
computer
lemon
in your kitchen,
moisten
you're mixing
cup
a drink,
rim,
you don't
then
remember
rim
what you're
cup
doing
because
you've had a few drinks.
Enjoy.
Cortana
enjoy
can
your
help
cocktail.
You with your day-to-day life.
Cheers.
In a way that makes a lot of interesting sense. So, we've talked about the skills kit. We've talked about what it takes to build a skill. We've talked about some interesting skills that do interesting things. The only thing really left for you to do at this point is to get started building your own skills. dev.microsoft.com/Cortana is the place to learn about the skills kit. We are in open preview. So please feel free to go build your own skill. If you're interested, you know, at this point, we're pretty much done with the session content. Stick around for questions. I'm happy to answer more. Otherwise, go build a skill. Thank you. All right, there was a question right up in the front. So the question is, can I deep link into a skill from another skill? The answer is, I wish that was true. It is definitely something that we've thought about. It's just not on the platform today. Yeah. We're thinking about it. No news to share at this time. Yeah, the front. So the question is, if I have a Cortana-specific item like .speak, what will happen? .speak is actually a part of the core SDK. Channels that don't use it just don't touch it. So it won't break any of your other skills if you included it. Yeah, it just skips it. Right, question up front.
So in anniversary update, you used to have the sticky notes which used to send to Cortana. Like call your mom tomorrow. It used to take some of the intent and go to Cortana and add. Is the API going to be public where, let's take if we are creating a notepad or something usage, where I write something or OneNote, right, meetings, and I say AR meeting with some Bob tomorrow, will Cortana will be able to add itself the meeting invite, right? Not to the speech, but to the text.
Got it. So is the question, can I use meeting and calendar APIs to affect Cortana's visual interface, or is it, can I use APIs to write into Cortana data?
Both. Well, it should go to Outlook itself, right?
Yeah.
The background.
Yeah, so the skill is just an endpoint, right? So if you have an API to call into something, Cortana can do it. So if you have, say, the calendar API, and you pull pieces out of the calendar, you can display them in the canvas via a card, because you have full control over that card within the context of the template, right? Or you could just do whatever you wanted. The second piece, which is, does Cortana have reminders, APIs, and so on and so forth? Currently not today. It is a common developer request.
Okay.
We'll get there.
And one more. So the Luis and Cortana, right?
Yeah.
Cortana takes now Luis skills, right? That's what means, because Luis used to be, I think, more mature in some understanding stuff than Cortana in the past. Is it possible to take have a Luis interface, but taking Cortana, some of the skill set, like especially for IoT, where you don't want to say, hey, Cortana, right? Instead, it's based on visual analytics in machine learning. Like when you come inside the room, it says, hey, this person has entered. Using Luis, you can do today. But it has to be a special intent you have to give. So Cortana can help to change those intent. Are you going to, can user interface is Luis, but backend is running Cortana?
So let me make sure I understand the question. I believe the question is, Luis and skills are intertwined in a bunch of ways. Your Luis intents can be used to influence how Cortana talks to you and your users. Is the vice versa?
Yes.
So right now, we've really mostly just focused on Luis intents influencing Cortana's speech recognition, or SR. There are the concept of built-in intents, like Cortana apps and Luis, which is not quite what you're looking for, but it's a little bit closer. I would also probably note that for Cortana skills, Luis is a key partnership. It is a wonderful component, but we are flexible in the NLU that you do use. So if you use like another competing service or API.ai or things like that, we won't do the SR biasing, but you have the freedom to do it if you've already invested in those areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Can you build skills in Canada yet? ENUS only right now. We are looking forward to adding more locales to our roadmap, or to our actual platform. They are on our roadmap. Nothing new to share. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so let's imagine we put in culture number 2. You'll be able to tell the difference. Yeah.
So I saw how you had different intents that you had modeled in Lewis and then used in the Cortana bot. Mm-hmm. Can you limit those intents based, like, when you do an intent like you did the first time where you were asking for a favor, can you expect only like two other intents to be the response? That way you can have overlapping phrases across intents.
That's where you start to get into the whole waterfalls and dialogues with a bot framework. The answer is kind of, with a whole bunch of asterisks. It's very good. I would direct you towards the bot framework kiosk because they can look at your exact intents and dialogues and utterances and help you figure out what the right solution is for you. Yep.
What are the ways that users can discover skills?
Sorry, what?
What are the ways that users can discover skills?
So the question is, what are the ways users can discover skills? Right now, users can discover skills through the skills listing. We are showing skills in tips and tricks in the Cortana canvas, and we are looking at additional ways of expanding this discovery as well.
Will they be available in a listing in the companion app too?
Will they be available in the companion app?
Yeah.
So skills are available wherever Cortana is. So.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep, over here.
So about a year ago, my company released a UWP app that had Cortana integration already, so you could say, use voice commands to navigate through the window and everything. We want to make a Cortana skill, but the skill name would be the same name as the app we already have in the App Store. So how does the invocation, you know, work with having a skill and an app that have the same name?
Yeah, so VCDs are Windows only, so my answer only applies to Windows. The bot or the skills that you create that kind of is its spiritual successor or is its companion or however you want to phrase it, it will just invoke on Android, iOS, Harmon, things like that. For Windows only, the open blank is the way you invoke a UWP with a VCD in it. That can, will continue to open the app with the VCD in it if you have it installed on your device. So it supersedes the skill for that specific invocation. Yeah.
So if you ask Cortana to go do something that takes some time, can she let you know when it's done?
So right now in the public preview, there's a skill timeout of roughly 8 seconds. We're looking at ways for a bot to go back to Cortana and say, I'm still working on it, like it's fine. Because right now after 8 seconds, it times out, and that's not ideal for a lot of scenarios. So keep an eye out. Yep, in the back.
Yeah, you mentioned that the SDK has a new field, speak. Is it abstracting more away, or is it just a matter of, if you're not using the SDK, of updating JSON?
Sorry, what?
The SDK, is that abstracting more logic away, or is it really just a matter of updating the JSON?
No, just updating the JSON.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, if you take a skill that you've built using the bot framework, update it to version 3.8, add the Cortana channel, it will work, but not look great. Adding cards, adding speak, adding the turn-by-turn pieces will make your skill actually shine. Yep.
Do all skills need to be user-invoked through Cortana, or is there a methodology for having the skill proactively provide Cortana information that she can then provide?
Were you at Build last year?
I was not, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one I missed. I've been at all of them.
Oh, no. Okay, so back in 2015, we did announce this thing called proactive actions. We took a look at it and said, this is great. Let's first figure out how to really nail what we call the reactive, so speech-driven experiences in a way that aligns with the rest of Microsoft. Proactive is something that we're looking forward to sharing more details on later.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Anything else?
You were talking about Harman Kardon, for instance, let's say device for interacting with Cortana. Imagine if you have like a deeper interaction in terms of conversation, like a dialogue, let's say.
Yeah.
How is Cortana working through the dialogue and coming back? So how's the interaction? Will it keep until I end my interactions, or if I don't understand it, will it go back to the beginning itself?
So Cortana's turn-based, meaning that basically what will happen is you'll send one or more responses back to the skill, and then Cortana will light up and say, okay, I'm ready to hear what the user has to say. Exactly what happens during that very vague description changes slightly depending on how you've implemented your bot. I would recommend that you swing by the Cortana and bot framework booths, and we'll talk through your exact scenarios.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions? I think we're good. Come find me. I'll be here tonight at the welcome whatever thing. So if you think of more questions, let me know. All right. Thanks, everyone.